Fire me, sir.
Sunday morning Bible study at 9, Wednesday evening Bible study at 7, preceded by prayer at 6:30, and then Thursday's the choir practice at 6:30. And then on March 11th at 1 o'clock will be the peeling and preparation for the corned beef and cabbage dinner, which will occur on the next day on March 12th. So if you can come and help do that, that would be great. If you can help on the 11th, or if you can help on the 12th, whatever you can do would be much appreciated.
Or if you can do both days, come.
Or if you can do both days.
Peel out.
And then we have, of course, the Maundy Thursday service coming up, which will be here on the 24th of March. 25th of March would be Good Friday service at 7 o'clock at the Brimfield Church. And then, of course, the sunrise service and Easter service on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. I do have an announcement about the directory. As you know, we've been working on putting a directory together. So what we're going to do is pass this around, check your information, make sure it's correct. And if you need to make any corrections, go ahead and make them right on this. That'll be fine, right? And, you know, but please take a look at your information in here.
I just have to say one thing.
Sure.
If you have to make a correction, please make sure you print neatly, because I was kind of guessing at some of the lettering.
Right. And Ed, unfortunately, has a water, his water pump is not working, and we're wondering, go ahead.
Yeah, so my house has no water. After service, I will be calling a
well company. However, I do have a little immediate practical needs for today, that hopefully someone presumably inside Wales can help me with. One is to do one load of laundry for the kids, two, a shower to scrub them so they don't stink out their classmates, and then thirdly, if anyone has some good buckets or containers for water to just to flush, so I can, for flushing the toilets, until that gets fixed in the next day or two, those three immediate needs I need help on. So
I don't know why this goes back to things on weekends.
Yeah,
I have
we
the same
have,
thing. I can't help
you. We should have
the
dinners bring the dinners here, right?
We have
the dinners. Just bring them over later. We can fill them up and ask us off.
So anyway, see me after service. Anyone who can help with those specific things.
Great job, man.
Yes, Gail.
Just the reminder of the ladies' convention in Wilbraham on the 18th of March. It's Friday night and or Saturday, so whichever day you know if you want to come. We have three ladies so far.
Anyone else for announcements? Kit.
We have a birthday.
We do. Oh,
yes.
Alexis.
Alexis's birthday.
Yeah.
Alexis, you'll be 13.
She's a teenager.
Be careful. Linda and Mike. Extra prayers for Linda and Mike.
All right, Dad. 13, man. Trust me. Tough.
It's great.
Tough. Basket and seatbelts.
It's all uphill from here.
I got two girls and three boys, and I raised 10 boys for every girl. Anyway, happy birthday to Alexis. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Today.
And here's a dangerous word to remember, Alexis.
Boys.
They're clunky.
Okay. We'll start with a prayer request. Prayers for George and Terry. They're on their way home. They were in Virginia last night and plan to be back here tomorrow. So prayers for them. And prayers, continued prayers, please, for my sister Alice. We did have that meeting Friday, and it's not good. It's a very aggressive cancer that she has. It has spread to her lymph nodes and her lungs, and she has very limited time left. But if you would keep her in your prayers so that her pain will be less, and we can always pray for a miracle. Prayers for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie and all who are battling Parkinson's. Prayers of joy for Elaine's granddaughter, Angelica. As she has woken up, she's more active and she's going to go home this week.
Amen.
Continued prayers for Paul. Paul is still healing, Paul Donna's son. He had foot surgery, then he had to have another surgery done on his foot, so he's still in rehab and on IV antibiotics to help that clear up. So prayers for him. Continued prayers for baby Luke and Alexis and all our children and grandchildren and the doctors and nurses that treat them. Continued prayers for Roger Kerboy, Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband as they battle cancer, for Priscilla Varney, and also for prayers for Alexis and Linda, who both have surgery coming up. Mm. Anybody else? Yes.
Yeah. Amy Bishop's mom. Amy Bishop is the selectman's executive secretary. Her mom died on Friday night.
Oh.
And you know that was coming for some time.
Charlie.
Yes, pray for my son-in-law, Dan. He had a horrendous, he got hit at a high rate of speed in Rhode Island, and he makes deliveries for a pastry company, and it propels his van in the air over the median Jersey barrier so hard that it popped out the the front headlights of his van onto the other side of the street. He was struck very hard. He was treated worse, but we just want to pray that he doesn't have anything, you know, after the fact that they didn't catch. And just pray for safety driving. The good news is a policeman was right behind him, witnessed the whole thing.
Good.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But it was horrendous, horrendous accident.
Faith, how are you doing?
Are you better?
Okay. Please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to be here in God's house. Another great Sunday.
Amen.
Every Sunday's a great Sunday, but every Sunday that you wake up and you got no snow, you got no rain, you got sunshine, it's interesting though how quick we get spoiled.
Right.
We've had such nice warm weather that I went out and walked my dog yesterday, and all I heard, I felt like I was watching that show Hee-Haw. Remember you old folks, when Hee-Haw was on, they used to sing this, "Gloom, despair, and agony on me, deep, dark depression." I walked around and said, "What a great day," and everybody went, "It's so cold. I didn't go outside. It looks cold out there." But this truly is the day that the Lord has made. In the bottom of your bulletin, I put from Hebrews, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him."
That's right.
God is a God of miracles.
Right.
God is a God of no impossibilities. My new grandbaby up in Alaska, my brother Roy said to me when she was born, he said, "You know, she's going to be okay." He said, "She's going to be okay because my great-grandson, Roy's grandson Gabriel, he's as big as his name. And he got married to a young lady, and she's a good-sized young lady, and they had this little tiny baby, and the little tiny baby didn't move much and didn't do much. Roy says, "You give that new grandchild of yours some time, it's going to be okay." And God is a God of miracles, because God came and went, "Wake up! Wake up!" They thought she was missing some type of chromosome, and God came and said, "Let me put that chromosome back."
Mm-hmm.
We worship a God where if you've got a river that you think is uncrossable, or mountains that you can't come tunnel through, God specializes in the impossible. But you got to believe.
Amen.
But you got to believe. You know what pleases God? God isn't impressed by how much you know. God isn't impressed by how many possessions you own. He's not impressed by your accomplishments. What he's moved by is our faith.
Amen.
And faith's a gift. God gives it to you.
That's right.
God gives you that gift.
Draws you.
And it's not something that's contrived or can be worked up. Everybody's been given a measure of faith. And we're going to be in the spring business. We're in the spring business at my house. My tomato plants are up about this tall.
Amen.
I put them in the ground. I put them little seeds in the ground. I don't know how it works. I don't care how it works. I put them in. God raises them up. And faith is like that. You need to work on it. You need to read about it. You need to develop your faith as you go along. So this is the day. This day is the day that God has given us. And as we work forward on the day, we need to meditate on it, read about it, study about it, share in fellowship, share in prayer, share in the outreach to one another, and your faith will continue to grow. If you turn to 5:33, we're going to talk about Christian maturity. 5:33.
Amen.
Reading together. "I thank my God every time I remember you, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best
and made pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
Be confident of this.
Yeah.
Know what you know.
He is able. Amen.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we're blessed to be here. We're thankful for the sunlight. We're thankful for those that had hitches in their giddy-ups that are here today. We're thankful for all the folks that have fallen, that they got back up. We're thankful for those that are seeking healing, that they're here, some awaiting surgery, some awaiting some more tests. We thank you for the miracles that have happened and the miracles that are about to happen. For you truly are a God of the specializing in the impossible. We come, Father, and we come to be healed and renewed and lifted up. We come to hear your voice and share in your wisdom. And now, Father, as we prepare for service, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Be thou my vision. 532. My sermon today is going to be about the love of the Father. I want to tell you a story about the love of a grandfather. I was blessed with a phone call yesterday. A phone call came. And the young lady told me the story of her granddaughter. A granddaughter who was out riding on the backhoe with Grandpa Joel. With Grandpa Joel. And then Joel called me later in the day and told me what a wonderful new bucket operator he had that he along the way.
Bob the Builder.
But we are abundantly blessed. And we're blessed with the ability to bring joy and show God's love with things that don't cost money. You know, at the bottom of the bullet that I put in just a short quote, that if you don't know the story, you probably don't know the rest. It says, do you want to bring in the best out in someone? Then just show up. And it's kind of a partial story on how you want, if you want to develop friends and friendship and kids and family and relationships, you need to show up.
Show yourself a friend.
You need to show up and you need to be a participator and not just a spectator. And we come here and we gather together and we share in the abundance that God has provided for us because God has abundantly blessed us. Being God's child and God's warrior doesn't mean that there aren't going to be days that you don't have issues. That's why our prayer list continues to get longer, because we have folks that have issues and needs, and we lift them up in prayer. We lift them up knowing that God has a plan for good. Jeremiah, God, I have a plan for you for good and not for evil. God is a God of abundance and wants to share the wisdom and the abundance with us. So as the ushers come forward, know that you are abundantly blessed. Know that coming here today, you've blessed somebody else that just by being here. You know, having Linda here, having Linda come in the door, come in with Alexis, you know, you're blessed every time they come in. Phyllis comes in, and, you know, a lot of the other folks come in. You know, George and Buck and Faith are here. You know, folks that have had the hitches and their giddy-ups that we've prayed for along the way, they come and they're here. You know, speaking of folks with hitches and their giddy-up, Rich, how's your family doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Amen.
We are blessed.
That's right.
You know, and so as the ushers come forward, share from your abundance, but feel the blessing. You should feel safe and loved, and you should feel special. Ushers, receive our morning offering.
Samantha, which one? Anyone?
come before you and return a small portion. And Father, our prayers go up and the blessings come down. Father, we come humbly before you and we ask that you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, utilize them in your service to expand our footprint, to expand our mission, to expand the outreach, Father, so that more can be brought, so that none will be left behind, so that all can hear your voice and see your face and be a participator in your army. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, this is Ron and Laurel, if you don't know. These are some of God's best work. They were part of my Traveling I'll Marry You show. So, if you want to get married and you think you'll get away from me, talk to them. I'll follow you wherever you go.
Bunch of people
told
us before we know.
It was funny. I said to him one Sunday, I said, am I going to get to marry you folks shortly? And they went, yeah, we were thinking about that. So,
but can we hide now?
You can hide now. Go on back, keep Art out of trouble back there. And all the children come on down.
All right.
How many of you are on a sports team?
Wow.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm going to volleyball.
Awesome. So when the gym teacher says, okay, we're going to pick teams for whatever sport you're playing, are you one of the first ones to get picked?
I don't know.
Me too. Happens to me all the time. You know why? I don't know about you, but for me, when it was time for basketball, I was too short, and I never, ever got the basket. And I forgot not to run with the ball. I would start dribbling, and then I'd start running with it. So I wasn't really good for that. And then when it came time to play tennis, I would get all excited, and I go like this, and the racket tended to go sometimes. So then nobody wanted to play against me on that one. And I never hit the baseball. Couldn't catch the ball because I would go like this, and it put the right beside me. And let's see, what other sports are there that I'm not good at? Oh, I can throw a football pretty good, though.
All right.
But the girls weren't allowed to play it, at least when I was. Softball, yeah, I wasn't any better at softball either. So I was the one that, you know, at the very end, they're going, I got her? It was a really good feeling. Sorry, I'll stand right here. Okay. Jesus was in heaven, and he's looking down, and who do you suppose... If God said, I want you to pick who's going to be on your team to come to heaven, who do you think he would want to pick?
Probably us, because we're probably the ones that can't play sports, right?
Maybe if you can't play sports, right, he'd want you to go to heaven. I think probably there's better reasons, though.
I know.
Do you think he'd pick the people that are really the best?
No, when you're old.
When you're old. True. Good.
We got hope.
How about when, yes?
If you believed in it.
If you believed in it? Yeah. Do you think, let's see, I'm thinking about somebody in the news that he got arrested because he shot people. Do you think Jesus is going to want him to go to heaven?
No.
Tricked you. We might get you sooner or later. Not if he asked Jesus to forgive him, and if he's really sincere. Then Jesus would say, you really are sorry? And if he said, yes, I'm really sorry, he could go to heaven. I want you to look at this balloon. This one's been blown up a few times. If I said we're going to have a party, and I'm going to give you a birthday balloon, is this the balloon you'd want?
Nope.
It's kind of like what we're like before Jesus comes along. We're kind of misshapen.
Right.
We don't do things right. We make mistakes, we're all out of whack. And then Jesus comes along, and he brings new life into us. Ooh, look at this.
Now that's a pump.
I can't prepare.
She's getting pumped, man.
So once the balloon gets blown up, can you tell what it looked like before?
No.
All brand new life. when we were looking our works, Jesus came down and said, I'm picking them. Because they're really sorry. Because they really want to serve me. They really want to love me. And I know that they are going to do their best. Their best to try to follow what I want them to do. Like, how many of you guys here would go into a grocery store and if you saw this balloon just hanging there, walk up and steal it? See, Jesus knew you'd be a good one for his team. How many of you, if you saw you were having a really hard time at school on your test and the person beside you always got the answers right, how many of you would look over on their paper and cheat and write their answers on your paper? Good, because that's not what God wants you to do. But there's one other thing. Sometimes, though, we do get tempted to do things like look on the other paper or tell a lie when we shouldn't. Does Jesus now say, that's it, I'm going to deflate you? You can't come to my party in heaven? No. As long as we say we're sorry, Jesus is willing to keep us on his team. He's willing to make us like a brand new balloon. So the next time you see a balloon that's all yucky, I want you to remember that one time we looked kind of like that, and Jesus breathes new life into us like a balloon. So every party you go to, I want you to think about Jesus bringing brand new life into you, making you just like new. Like when we're going to be in heaven, we're going to be brand new. Yeah. Did you catch it? I'm sure it's somebody that stole it. Okay, let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you breathe new life into us. I thank you that you don't see us the way other people see us. I thank you, Father, that you look past our sin and that you're willing to forgive us and breathe new life into us. Lord, I ask that you'd help us to always remember that, and whenever these children see a balloon, they remember your new life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody will go home and remember the balloon. Very nice. Let's continue with 534. Draw me nearer. We'll do first and last verses. 534. God's voice. Spend time for a few minutes just being available. We always have more than enough things to pray about. Prayer will start with me and go to Kip, work its way up through the pews. When it comes to you, if you don't have something special, you can just say amen or thank you, Lord. But be part of the time now. Be part of the time. Let God put his hand on you and take away any thoughts about the roast you're going to be cooking or the people you're going to be visiting or the programs that you have to be part of this afternoon. just be part of God's time right now. Father, we come together and we lift up all the folks on our prayer list. We lift up Alice as she deals with the cancer, Lord, and we pray for a miracle. We pray for doctors and nurses to come forward with programs that will help her and help not only keep her comfortable, Lord, but we pray for a miracle. We pray, Lord, for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie and all the folks that battle Parkinson's. We pray for healing and for guidance for all the practitioners and for the folks that are on our prayer list. We lift up the family of Amy Bishop as they mourn the loss of her mother. Her mother had battled ALS for a long time. And we ask for comfort and for guidance, Lord, and for them to be lifted up and held softly in the palm of your hand along with other folks that have suffered loss. We pray, Father, for our military folks that are spread around the globe. We pray for their families that wait. We pray that you hold them in the palm of your hand, that you keep them safe and return them back home as soon as possible. That you be with our police and our firefighters, our EMTs, and all our first responders, that you watch over them and walk with them. That you keep them safe, that you be with the families that wait each day for their return back home. We pray, Lord, for your hand upon them so that in the midst of what sometimes is a disaster where there's loss of life and injuries and things that are beyond their control, that these folks would hear your voice and know that in the midst of the chaos, in the middle of the storm, that you're still there, Father, that you're there to lift them up and move them forward. Pray for our leaders, local and national. We pray for godly candidates to be lifted up with the election coming. We pray, Lord, for all of our leaders that they would hear your voice and they would heed. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this church, Lord, and the inspiration of this to all of us. Thank you for my church family. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you for watching over Henry as he had this small work on. Thank you for all the things that you do every single day, Lord. Please be with those folks who are having health issues. Please help them to work through it and to follow your lead, Lord. Please help all of us to follow your way and to forget about what we want, Lord. Just try to concentrate on what you want. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all safe from here today. Thank you for watching over us and blessing us. And thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. And thank you for our pastor being here. And his family, and thank you for all the blessings in our families in Christ.
Thank you, Father God, for sending your Son to be a seeking Savior. And he died for us even while we were yet sinners, like that unfulfilled balloon that we just saw. Lord, thank you that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We pray for this, and we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this church and community. Dear Lord, I pray for all your children. You know our needs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all of our blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this church.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, our church family. I just want to be you by suit. Veterans and service people say it's best to get anything back home safely. Prayers to Jude Lee and her family after the passing last Sunday. And hopefully they can get everything straight out of the room. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing in this beautiful spring day, Lord. We thank you for this little church, Lord. Pray for Jeannie and Terry, Lord, and the whole family, Lord, that you walk with them in this journey that you set before them. Pray that you bless the doctors and nurses, Lord, that treat Alice, Lord, that you just take care of all of them, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful country that we live in, Lord, and that you bless America, Lord, and revival strikes across America, Lord, in the near future, Lord. And this country turns its heart back to you, Father God, and fills up these little churches all across this country, Lord. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful sunny day for answered prayers.
Loving God, we just thank you for the quiet peace and quiet of God's word that comes through to all of us. May there be peace and love and joy within us all. And with with Jeannie and Carrie and Alice, we pray for her and all the family that are praying for her. We pray for a quick and happy and just a good recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we love them and pray God be with them and heal Alice. Dear God, we thank you for our wonderful pastor, Carrie, and just pray for all the family and everyone to be well and happy and healthy again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we come before you and we lift up our prayers to you. We lift up our prayers of joy, our prayers of hope, our prayers for healing, our prayers for guidance. We lift them up to you knowing that, like a father, that you're there and you're anxious to hear from us, that you rejoice every time that we take the time to talk to you, Father. And we know that your promise is in your word, that you have a plan for us for good, not for evil. That when we speak, not only do you listen, but you want the best for us. And you have a plan for good and you have an abundance that you want to share. Now, Father, we lift up all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, to you through your Son, Jesus, in his name.
Jesus arrived. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews are just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world, but those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." The second reading is from Ephesians. "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Amen.
And raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we ask at this time that you put your hands on each person's shoulder, that you lift us up and open our hearts and minds, that you'd surround us with angels, that the message would be special for each person there, that the direction, the inspiration that you provide would not go unnoticed, that we would hear the message and react, that we would be participators and not spectators, that we would show up each and every day ready to do the work that you have in mind for us, that we would not be neglectful, that we would not walk away, but we'd move forward as warriors wearing your armor and putting on your protection and moving forward so that the light can be seen by everyone, so that no one will be lost. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Love of the Father. There's a song that we sing that talks about Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing as immeasurable or as important as God's love. And God's love sometimes is misunderstood. Some folks think God probably doesn't like me. I'm not too sure how he could love me. We come displeased with ourselves. And there was a minister, he was retiring, and he had delivered his last sermon from the pulpit where he preached for a lot of years. One of the faithful members that had been with him stopped him at the door and asked, "You know what the most important thing you've said over all these years?" The minister thought for a minute and he said, "What was it? What did I say that could have helped somebody else?" And the prisoner said to him, "You told us that we cannot do anything to get God to stop loving us." And that's the message. That's the message. We get mad at our children. We sometimes want to disown our children. And thank God that God is God.
Amen.
That God loves us in spite of ourselves. And John 4:19 says we love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
God's love is not influenced by anything that we do or say.
Thank God.
In Ephesians chapter verses 4-8, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, for which he loved us, even then when we were dead to sins, has made us alive together with Christ.
Amen.
For by grace you are saved, and raised up together and made to sit in the heavenly lives in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show exceedingly rich his grace and kindness toward us through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For as grace you are saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is a gift, a gift from God." Yeah. I sit up here and I get to watch you folks back and forth along the way. And I was watching Nate and Kelly, and they got a gift. They didn't ask for the gift, but God loved them and loved them enough to give them another child.
Yeah.
And so they're hanging out over there together. Before service, we were listening. Kelly says, "I can't take my prenatal vitamins. Just can't keep it down. Can't handle this. Just can't keep it down." I said, "That's okay. That'll pass."
That's a good sign, actually.
Huh?
That's a good sign, actually.
Right. And, so you sit there and you talk about God's love. You know, and I think when God loved them first and they found out about the new baby, they were like, "I didn't ask for this gift. This is a surprise gift." But they're no surprise with God. God loves us and loves us all the time. God watches over us and he's there. And it says, in Zechariah speaks about, "For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye."
Amen.
And talk about being in love and loving something. And, God loves us. God's love is for us for eternity. It's without beginning. It's without end. The story about Daniel Webster, he was a 19th century lawyer and statesman. and he was courting his wife to be Grace. And he was holding. So you're going to need to help me out. What do they call those bundles of skeins? Things, the thread that you hold?
Skein.
That's them. He's holding these skeins of silk. And there was, you know, they had been engaged for a while and untying knots. He's holding it and she's trying to straighten the stuff out and pulling knots out of the silk. And Webster says to her, Grace, we've been engaged in untying knots. Let's see if we can tie a knot which will not untie for a lifetime. And he stopped right there and he asked that they, you know, her to be his wife. Grace accepted his proposal. And after they both had passed away, the children going through the belongings found letters of courtship and this tiny silk knot still tied in a knot in with the letters. And it was never untied. And it makes you think of Romans 8, 38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, nor the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth or anything else will be able to separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
That in the dark and deep and lonely places that you wind up, and you can wind up in dark and deep and lonely places and never travel outside the community. You know, it's one of those things where you wonder, you know, about getting through a day or getting through a situation. But God's love and God is always there. God never leaves you alone.
Or forsakes you.
Or forsakes you, right, Charlie? In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, it says, He is the rock.
Amen.
His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without evil, just and upright is he. I've been blessed a lot of times in my life with being present for God's work and for God's handiwork. I've visited some of the hospitals, in hospitals sometimes where you were banged up, beat up, had things that were broken that the normal eye couldn't see, but God let the doctors see them so that some of you folks are still here today because
Amen.
God allowed the doctor to see something that wasn't available to be seen. It was only God's intervention. I'm thinking of Rich's aneurysm as one of them. You know, Rich is in the hospital. I think you were there for something else. And they said, oh, by the way, not only do you got this, but you got an aneurysm. And Rich went and looked it up to find out what it was. And but God is always there. God mm-hmm. provides a way when there is no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, you know, most of you folks know that I listen to two types of music, country and western. There's a country singer, and his name is George Strait. George Strait has a song that's called Love Without End. It tells the story of a young boy coming home from school after having a fight and expecting punishment from his dad. And however his father says, he says, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Daddies just don't love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. And a young man grows up and passes this on to his children. And one day he dreamed he died and he went to heaven. And he was concerned as he waited to go because he realized there must be some mistake. For if they knowed half the things that he had done, they probably wouldn't let him in. And then he heard his father's words again. But let me tell you a story about a father's love. Daddies just don't love their children every now and then. It's a love without end. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it comforting that we do have a father like that? A father who knows that we're not perfect, who knows that we have imperfections, who knows that we make wrong decisions, who knows that every day we don't play our best game and loves us anyway. And when you think of that, and you think about how you judge folks, you know, I've told you before, know, I'm good with other folks, but my own family members I have a little hard time with, because you expect more out of them. But when you read this, and I was putting together this sermon, I thought to myself, just how unreasonable I am some days, that I don't show the same love that I would want from my Father God to my own children and my own family. So it goes with the scripture that we used last week, that when Jesus is talking and you go through Jesus' command, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor. Walk a walk of love even when it hurts. Even when it's hard, that sometimes is the best time to be that love, to be the representative, the Most High, the One Almighty Lord, because you are a child of the Most High God. You walk with God's walk, you talk with God's talk, and your light and your touch and everything that you do represents a risen Savior. You want to bring out the best in someone? Be a part of it. Albert Einstein's wife died and his sister moved in to help with the household. For 14 years she took care of Albert and allowed him to do his work. And she and his sister had a stroke and lapsed into a coma. Einstein spent 2 hours every afternoon reading aloud to her. She gave no sign of understanding, but he read anyway. If she understood anything, she understood he believed that she was worth his time. He did what love does. He showed up. This week, represent the Father. Represent his love towards you, to each and every person that you come in contact with. Because on the road to the cross, Jesus knew what was coming.
Amen.
Jesus knew what humiliation he would suffer, what physical pain he would suffer. He never shied away. He never walked away from the job that God had sent him here to do. He went and he was there and he was available to all the folks that were around him. And he went willingly. This week, God's going to ask you to go some places and do some things that you may not want to do. And God may say to you, you're busy. Your time is valuable. Somebody else will do it. You know, different times in my life, folks have stopped by. I remember Howard stopping different times just to say hello. Mm. And he stopped to say, I wanted to check on you to see how you're doing. Mm-hmm. That's the light of Jesus. That's the walk, you know. And I know, you know, he's coming from Connecticut. He's worked all day long, and I know he likes my dog, but you know, he came and he took time out to stop, you know. And folks will, you know, I have regulars that live down in Wrinkle Village with me, Buck and Faith and Alma, and those folks that live down there, and we daily check on each other along the way. It's not always convenient to do that. It's, you know, because everybody's busy. I don't care if you're, you know, a young person with a job or you're older folks. And for you folks that still work and still have jobs and you are looking forward to retirement, enjoy your work, because retirement's a lot more work than working.
Amen.
Retirement is one of those things that they trick you into, they think. Retirement, and you think of shorts and sneakers and sunlight and that, and people coming over to wait on you, and they're going to, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, retirement is where you get a paycheck so that you can go work really hard every day. But you're building a retirement package with eternal benefits.
Out of this world.
You know, and you get to do that.
Right.
So this week, be blessed. Be the face, the light, and be the love of Jesus Christ. Each and every day.
Amen.
And all God's people said,
amen.
Our closing hymn is 538. I need thee every hour.
Every hour.
And we'll sing the whole thing.
I need thee every hour, O gracious Lord. be in you and flow through you. May you walk with a glow that others can see. May you talk with a voice that sounds like an angel. May your activity be more than activity. May it be a witness to those that are around you. We ask, Father, as this service ends, that our real service begins. That we move forward as a warrior moves, clad with your armor, ready for battle, ready to be the light and love of Jesus Christ to each person that we meet. We ask all these things in your Son Jesus' name, and all God's people say,
Amen.